AP News for this Sunday, October 22nd. I'm Jackie Quinn. Israeli warplanes continue striking targets across Gaza, two airports in Syria, and a mosque in the occupied West Bank, where it alleges a terrorist cell was hiding, ramping up the death toll on both sides. There are fears of a wider conflict spreading. Israeli airstrikes tore through a busy marketplace at a refugee camp in central Gaza, killing at least 10 people, injuring many more. As a doctor at Al-Aqsa Hospital described the carnage, more blasts are heard, and he flinches. Saturday, an Israeli airstrike hit a cafe in the south where displaced people had gathered to charge their phones. The Israeli military says it's striking Hamas targets, including what it calls a terrorist cell, operating beneath a mosque in the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says President Biden remains in close contact with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, supporting Israel's right to defend itself, but also urging caution.
It's vitally important that every measure be taken to protect civilians, that humanitarian assistance gets in to people who are caught in this crossfire.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press and says 10 Americans are still unaccounted for, some believed to have been captured by militants. In Detroit, funeral services held for the president of a synagogue. 40-year-old Samantha Wall, a Jewish leader and political activist, was found stabbed to death outside her Detroit home Saturday. The hunt is on for the son of the Metro Nashville police chief in Tennessee, named the suspect in the shooting of two police officers. The Georgia Bulldogs remain the top-ranked team in the Associated Press college football poll for a 19th straight week. This is AP News. The Hollywood writers' strike drags on.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. The actors' union strike hit its 100th day on Saturday in what's already the longest strike in its history. The union, SAG-AFTRA, and the alliance that represents the studios say they will resume negotiations on Tuesday. DJ Christmas song. Cher just released her first holiday album called Christmas. Before she made it, she had not sung since March 2020 when COVID hit. Cher says she enlisted the help of her 96-year-old vocal teacher to get into shape.
We worked every day, and then I went to the mic and I was able to sing.
That's Mick Jagger and Lady Gaga doing vocal sparring on the Rolling Stones song Sweet Song of Heaven. The Stones did a club show on Thursday in New York to mark the release of Hackney Diamonds. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.